This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
FBI Director Chris Wray currently testifying on Capitol Hill to a congressional committee saying America faces multiple threats as the election nears, including...
The intelligence community's consensus is that Russia continues to try to influence our elections.
Wray saying the FBI is working aggressively to combat such threats, insisting that foreign interference in American elections will not be tolerated. The now former special counsel Robert Mueller concluded that Russia tried to influence the 2016 election. President Trump has long called that a massive hoax. Weekly jobless claims are down, but not by a lot. The Labor Department says 860,000 Americans filed first-time claims last week, 33,000 fewer than the previous week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Now Tropical Depression Sally soaking the southeast still with very heavy rain. The former hurricane expected to drop from 4 to 8 inches of rain today as it moves across Georgia into South Carolina. But in some spots by the end of the storm, they'll have received rain being measured in feet. It made landfall Wednesday morning as a Category 2 hurricane. A big night for the country music world last night. It was a virtual event this year, but the Academy of Country Music Awards aired live from the Grand Ole Opry House, and host Keith Urban seemed to be caught off guard by the Entertainer of the Year award.
Oh, no way. We have a tie. This has got to be a first in ACM history, I'm sure.
The winners of that award involved in the tie were Carrie Underwood and Thomas Rhett. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden visiting Pennsylvania today. The Scranton native scheduled to attend a CNN town hall event beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern. The event coming right on the heels of a town hall that President Trump held on Tuesday evening, hosted by ABC News, where he fielded questions from undecided voters. Yet another SpaceX mission to connect the remote corners of the globe to the Internet will continue today. The company is to send 60 more Starlinks satellites aboard a Falcon 9 rocket that's set to launch this afternoon from Cape Canaveral into low Earth orbit. President Trump is happy to hear that the Big Ten is going to move forward with football this fall. Now Trump is calling on schools in the Pac-12 conference to do the same. He told reporters yesterday the Pac-12 is the last Power 5 conference without plans to play this fall, so he's urging teams to, in his words, words, get going. The Pac-12 is made up of schools in western states that have been hit hard by the coronavirus as well as the wildfires. The U.S. Open Golf Tournament will tee off today, first round play, beginning at Winged Foot Golf Club in Mamaroneck, New York. The Open was originally scheduled for June, but was moved because of the pandemic. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, and it's great to have Byron York with us. His brand new book, Obsession, which just came out, is, I got to tell you, Byron, I just congratulate you, first of all, on the book, because you've given us a true historic appreciation of what this presidency has gone through.
Well, you know, to understand what the book is about, go back to December 2019, which isn't even a year ago. It's hard to remember. Mm-hmm. Democrats are racing to impeach President Trump. And a reporter asked Nancy Pelosi, says, what's the rush? Why the hurry here? And she said, there's no rush. This has been going on for 2.5 years since the beginning of the Mueller investigation. And a lot of Republicans went, wow, she finally admitted it. This is not about Ukraine. It's not about a phone call. This is a continuation of the long effort to remove President Trump from office. And that's what this book is about.
Well, and the thing is, what it all comes down to, which is quite frightening when you think about it, is this was an attempted coup, and they came really close to making that happen.
Well, it hadn't been done in a long time. This we've never seen the use of the intelligence agencies and law enforcement in this way against a presidential campaign and a presidential candidate and then a president. That's absolutely unprecedented. We've seen an impeachment before in the Bill Clinton years that was also unsuccessful. But what was extraordinary here was that you had this kind of interplay between a special counsel's office and Democrats on Capitol Hill. You know, Robert Mueller was appointed on May the 17th, 2017. Most people know that. What they don't know is on that very same day came the first call on the floor of the House to impeach President Trump. And after that, the two processes kind of worked side by side, because Democrats knew that if they were going to win power and they could impeach the president, they would have to rely on the special counsel's office to provide them the legal research, essentially, the roadmap for impeachment. And that's what they did.
Exactly. For the White House, did you find, because you were able to research this, get a lot of inside information, and, you know, unlike the things that are flying around today where there's a lot of anonymous reporting, you actually have people on the record making statements, which is,
I want to say that to your listeners. Obviously, this has been a big story lately, anonymous sources, but if you read this book, you'll find that almost everybody, maybe a couple, but almost everybody is quoted by name. Everybody's on the record in this book.
Well, my question to you, as you were going through this, did you get a sense that maybe the White House felt like they were playing a game of chess here because they had to see this coming?
Well, you mean the Mueller investigation?
Well, the whole impeachment deal, the whole invalidation. I mean, this is cancel culture to its nth degree here.
Well, you know, there was an article published in the Washington Post called "The Impeachment of the Effort to Impeach President Trump has Begun," and it was published at 12:19 p.m. on January 20th, 2017. Trump had been president for 19 minutes. So yeah, they knew this was coming, and clearly Democrats didn't have the power to impeach the president until they won the House in the November 2018 elections. But the president was still stunned on May the 17th in 2017 when Mueller was announced. He was blindsided by it. Rod Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general, had done it without his knowledge. He was really blindsided. But after that, they came up with a plan to deal with the special counsel, and that, you know, that makes up a significant part of the book. They come up with what really is radical cooperation, and that goes on for a few months until it all falls down in a flaming crash.
Well, and that's the problem with the lie, is eventually the truth comes out, and it really exposes the lie for what it was. I thought it was interesting also in your book, and this was a question that came up after the hearings or the follow-up by Congress with Robert Mueller, based on what we saw, is like, well, wait a minute, how could this guy have run this investigation? Somebody else had to, especially the way he answered some of these questions.
Yeah, you know, the Mueller's testimony, that was on July 24th in 2019, really shocked a lot of people. Remember, Democrats put a lot onto that appearance. They were hoping that it would be Mueller time, and Mueller would be the super straight shooter, and he would get up and he would offer all of this damning evidence on President Trump. And instead, Mueller seemed tired. He seemed to struggle to answer very basic questions, did not form complex sentences, so much so that people were quite concerned. He seemed to have declined. He's in his mid-70s. He seemed to have declined quite a bit from the Robert Mueller they remembered from 20 years ago. And it wasn't a huge surprise to the Trump team, because they had seen the Mueller prosecutors essentially hiding Mueller from them. No phone calls with him, no meetings with him. And when there was a meeting, there was a meeting when Rudy Giuliani joined the defense team in April of 2018, there was a stunning development where they were, you know, that the Justice Department policy, the policy is that a sitting president cannot be indicted. It was a huge, huge thing.
Right, exactly.
In the course of the Mueller. Well, the talk at that meeting turns to that Justice Department policy, and Mueller does not recall it. And, of course, the old Robert Mueller would know all about it, but Mueller did not recall it. And his aide stepped in to tell the Trump team, you know, we'll check into this, we'll look into this, we'll get back to you. But the Trump lawyers were stunned. Like, what's going on? How could it be that Robert Mueller does not recall this? Is he suffering some sort of cognitive decline? And it fit in with a lot of things they had seen before and after. And what was the real concern beyond a basic, you know, human concern about Robert Mueller actually struggling to deal with this was the question of who was in charge of this investigation. Remember, Mueller
exactly.
had hired a lot
yes.
of very partisan Democrats as prosecutors at the beginning, but everybody said, well, listen, Robert Mueller himself is a straight shooter. He will ride herd on these people. He'll keep this right down the middle. But if he really wasn't in charge, what was going on?
And that remains the question. I mean, a lot of fingers pointing towards Weissman, who was revealed pretty openly by the attorney now for Mike Flynn, and all of a sudden her name, Sidney Powell. Sidney Powell, who said, Weissman, you know, he is a bad operative. And she believed that his fingerprints were all over this early on.
Yeah, Yeah, and I certainly discussed Weissman some. Remember, a number of Mueller's hires in the beginning were lawyers, prosecutors who had been big Democratic donors, mm-hmm. no Republican donors.
Right.
And Weissman was in this group, but he had taken it a step further and actually had attended on election night in 2016 Hillary Clinton's anticipated celebration, the big event where the shards of glass, the confetti were supposed to fall from the ceiling, symbolizing the historic moment that Hillary Clinton shatters the glass ceiling and becomes president of the United States. It was going to be a huge celebration, and he was there.
Byron, got to go to break. We got more from Byron York after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, fresh and independent, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're talking with Byron York, chief political correspondent for the Washington Examiner, Fox News contributor. He's covered the Bush, Obama, now Trump administrations, as well as Congress and each presidential campaign since 2000. What a ride for you, huh?
Yes, you know, there was a little bit of Clinton in there, too.
Yes, exactly.
I was there for the impeachment. That was quite a story, and at least until 2019.
But I mean, I think about, you know, the breadth of your dossier and your life experience to be right there in the middle of all this. I mean, talk about the rooms where it happened. I mean, you've been right there.
You know, this was really the Trump thing, I have to say, for all of that experience covering of the things. I've just never seen anything quite like it from the very beginning. I mean, the Trump campaign, which I covered pretty extensively in 2016, I mean, I would come back to Washington and say, you know, something is going on. I would go to these events, and the crowds were huge. They were very unlike what I'd seen for Mitt Romney or John McCain or any other Republican president or presidential candidates. And, you know, something was going on. And so this has been an unusual time from the very beginning. So the idea that it would lead to an FBI investigation and a dossier and a special counsel and impeachment and, you know, why not? It's it was just part of the crazy stuff that's been happening.
Well, we the people wanted to shake up Washington. I didn't think we realized exactly how much of a force Donald Trump would be. And here he is, not beholden to anybody. Being a businessman myself, Byron, I got to tell you, I appreciated the president, then candidate Trump's ideas and the messaging, how he related to the people, how he related to Main Street America, the forgotten man and woman. I mean, you could see what was going on. I mean, it really did remind me in some sense, you know, with what happened with the Obama dynamic. I mean, how many thousands of people were coming out to see Obama, and now, this time around, they're not coming out to see Hillary, but they're going to Donald Trump. And people were really shocked. I remember when Ann Coulter, you know, told that very liberal panel that Donald Trump could very well be the next president. And right before us, we saw everybody's head explode. You know,
I remember writing the Obama comparison after one of Trump's first really big rallies. It was in Dallas. It was in the big basketball coliseum there in Dallas. I think it was September 2016, and it's filled to the rafters, 17,000-18,000 people. And it was a very, you know, I'd covered these big crowds for Obama, and, you know, people, Republicans looked at those Obama crowds, and they said, oh, boy, wow, we got a problem here. And, you know, these Trump crowds are just as big and just as enthusiastic. But the other thing I don't think they guessed was the extraordinary level of the resistance to President Trump, both in law enforcement and the FBI, in the intelligence world, among Democrats. I mean, there was a lot of opposition to George W. Bush. There was a lot of opposition to Barack Obama. But this really went far beyond that. Mm-hmm. So I think that what we've seen has been really quite, I know it's unprecedented for me. I've never seen anything like it.
Exactly. No, I'm with you. And the practical things that the president did from day one, I mean, putting a stranglehold on these strangling regulations, liberating, you know, the productivity of America. People just wanted to get back to work. And after what they had endured under 8 years under Obama, I mean, it was like, whoa, you know, Katie barred the door. American productivity went through the roof. Movement for us to become energy independent. First time in our lifetime, Byron, we've been this energy independent. I mean, it was exciting, and things were rolling along. The economy was so robust until COVID.
But I think that the problem on the other side is that obviously we know they assumed that Hillary Clinton was going to win, and they were stunned when she lost. And they really didn't accept that. And they thought about removing Trump from the moment that he took office. I mean, you even had things like Rod Rosenstein, who was a Trump appointee,
Yes.
The Trump appointee is Deputy Attorney General, speculating about possibly wearing a wire into the Oval Office to secretly record the presidency as part of a criminal investigation, or talking with cabinet members to see if he could get support for a 25th Amendment attempt to remove the president from office. This is crazy stuff.
Exactly.
And so, yes, Trump did unprecedented things or made a lot of progress in a number of areas that a lot of Republicans would like. But also the resistance to him was just off the scale in a way, again, we had not seen before.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Byron York. His brand new book, Obsession, Inside the Washington Establishment's Never-Ending War on Trump. Byron, you address, of course, James Comey. People saw him as a loose cannon. Giuliani said, whoa, you know, we got trouble here with him. Even Rod Rosenstein recommended early on to get rid of him, right?
Well, Jeff Sessions did. Rosenstein wasn't part of that. But in the transition, remember Comey had done this weird thing over the July 4th weekend in 2016 about basically saying that they were not going to charge Hillary Clinton in the email case, but she was still guilty. I mean, it was a pretty bad thing to do. If you're not going to charge her, just don't charge her.
Right.
And then right before the election, 10 days before the election in 2016, he sort of reopens the case, the Hillary Clinton case. It was just crazy. Mm-hmm. And so after Trump wins, his advisors are telling him to fire Comey. It's not like they were offended, you know, oh, look how he treated Hillary Clinton. He was so mean to her. It was, this guy is unpredictable. He is vain. He is self-righteous. And he's trouble. And Rudy Giuliani told me, he said, every time we talked about Comey, I said the guy's going to turn on you. There's something wrong with him. That's Rudy Giuliani talking to Donald Trump. And Chris Christie said, look, you got plenty of reason to get rid of him. He is a loose cannon. And if you keep him after you become president, he's going to be your loose cannon. And so there was a lot of advice that the president did not follow, but a lot of advice that he should get rid of Comey.
Well, wasn't he on the chopping block with Obama? Obama wanted to get rid of him before then?
Well, he had thought about it, but I mean, the FBI director, he can be fired by the president. There's no doubt about it, no question about that. But he does have a 10-year term, and firing was kind of a big deal. But it would be perfectly reasonable for an incoming president to do that, especially if Trump had known all the stuff that the FBI was doing during the transition and before. But he was advised, you know, don't do this. Get rid of him. Tell him that his services will no longer be needed on January 20th, 2017. Why didn't Trump do it? Not entirely sure, but in business, Trump had brought with him to the White House habits that he had developed in decades in business, and one of those is he believes that if he can just sit down with somebody and talk to them, he can win them over. He can bring them over to his side. That's the way he operates.
Yeah,
and
including President Xi or Kim Jong Un.
Oh yeah,
right?
He thought he could do it with Comey. And the thing is that when you're in business and both sides are trying to maximize their profits, that's one thing. But it's not as effective with ideologically motivated, politically motivated people, emotionally motivated people. I mean, there may be a lot of things going on, but Trump decided to try to win over Comey. And let's just say it didn't work.
That's pretty clear. He's the author of the new book, Obsession, Inside the Washington Establishment's Never-Ending War on Trump. Molly Hemingway, I like her quote. She says, an electric page printer that reads like a thriller. It's real life. I mean, this is what's happened to America the last 4 years, brought to you by the Democratic Party, all because you had an establishment changer, somebody who wanted to affect change in our government, something that we the people have been calling out for a long time, Byron.
It's just such an incredible time. I was very glad I was able to get it down on paper.
Well, great job on that. We appreciate it. The book available at all the usual places. We're going to link it on our website as well at BillMartinezLive.com. Byron York, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hello and welcome to Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins. Are you like me and you can't manage your prescription refills or always seem to be out? Well, now the VA service has a great service for you. With this service, you can refill your VA prescriptions online, view your past and current VA prescriptions, and track the delivery of each prescription mailed to you. For more information, go to theva.com and look for the prescription refill program. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Are you concerned the media and candidates don't provide valid information so you can vote wisely and preserve your religious, political, and economic freedoms? iVoterGuide.com is not connected to any candidate. We provide vote ratings, donation records, endorsements, issue surveys, and predictions on how candidates will govern on a 7-point scale from very liberal to very conservative. Go to iVoterGuide.com to get factual information. That's iVoterGuide.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
FBI Director Chris Wray currently testifying on Capitol Hill to a congressional committee saying America faces multiple threats as the election nears, including...
The intelligence community's consensus is that Russia continues to try to influence our elections.
Wray saying the FBI is working aggressively to combat such threats, insisting that foreign interference in American elections will not be tolerated. The now former special counsel Robert Mueller concluded that Russia tried to influence the 2016 election. President Trump has long called that a massive hoax. Weekly jobless claims are down, but not by a lot. The Labor Department says 860,000 Americans filed first-time claims last week, 33,000 fewer than the previous week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bill Martinez, live.
With the America, Bill Martinez here, and Mr. Lou Euler, the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, joins us as always. Mr. Lou, how are we doing, buddy?
We're doing fine, and I think we're moving in the right direction with good results for our congressmen and senators who voted correctly in the interest of taxpayers across America.
Exactly. Great news in terms of Middle East peace, right? Boy, I'll tell you, what Donald Trump has been able to do, once again as an outsider, proving to the establishment there are ways, even when you may think it's absolutely hopeless, and as much time and many decades and people's money that has been invested in Middle East peace, it took an outsider to be able to bring the disparity parties together, and this Middle East peace deal, I believe, it just so much, Lou, impacts us on so many levels that I think it's going to be a while even for the so-called experts to figure this out.
Yeah, you're right. This president of ours has demonstrated over his business career his ability to negotiate, working with people, solving the interests that they have personally. Mm-hmm. And what he's done in the Middle East, and earlier, as you well know, moving the American embassy right into Jerusalem, so many factors show the
impact and efficacy of his negotiating skills on behalf of America.
Well, without a doubt, and we look forward to this continuing to unfold and more Arab nations coming in, and I believe that ultimately it will compel the Palestinians to come back to the table and negotiate in a spirit that gives everybody an opportunity to realize a true benefit of, a peaceful experience there in the Middle East. I mean, up to now, the Palestinians have held their ground. They've been able for decades to resist any kind of compromise. But now that these Arab nations are coming and joining in, I think it's going to be impossible for the Palestinians to continue to hold their ground and still maintain some sort of presence at the table, so to speak. So we look forward to furthering news there.
Good. Yes, I think you're right. And what it does, too, it tends to focus everyone on the real enemy in the region, which has been Khomeini and Iran.
Exactly.
And so we're now building a coalition that can bring down that terrorist regime and restore order in ancient Persia.
Right, and we know what the Obama-Biden administration did with Iran. I mean, they created more problems, but Donald Trump knew that he had to take them out, and in doing so, it really upped the confidence of the Arab nations to say, wow, we've got a president who actually keeps his promises. He realizes what's in the best interest. And I believe that also, if you remember, people would ask me, Lou, if I thought that Barack Obama was a Muslim. I said, I don't know he's a Muslim, but he certainly seems to support certain Muslim ideas. But even as pro-Muslim as the administration seemed to be, I don't recall a 50-some nation Muslim sword dance being celebrated over Barack Obama. But surprisingly, they definitely did that for one Donald Trump, which was quite telling, and I believe the media and others missed what that represented. And I believe these are what, these kind of indications are what, is leading the way to Middle East peace. They're gradual movements, but they're positive movements to that end.
You're absolutely right. And the act that is emblazoned in everyone's memory about Barack Obama and his administration and Joe Biden vis-a-vis Iran is flying in a plane filled with cash, that they $1 billion or so that they turned over to the Iranian government, to Khomeini and company, to oppose the U.S. and proper policies around the world. And so this is an act that shows the difference between the current president, Donald Trump, and the Barack Obama and Biden approach. So we're on the right track now.
Lou, the bottom line is the Arabs knew that Iran getting all that money was going to be an anti-peace movement. They knew that money wasn't going to use for peaceful means, and also the threat of them going nuclear. So, again, they have found that they can trust this president, and this is why they're willing to do something that they said they would not do. And that is that they would not enter into a peace compact at all with Israel until things were settled with Palestine, with the Palestinians. But look at, come on, the Palestinians made it untenable. You cannot go into a negotiation and say, hey, I'm happy to negotiate with you, Lou, but understand the end game here is I want you dead. What are you negotiating? The manner of your demise? Is that what we're negotiating here?
No, that's absolutely right. And so we're on the right track with Donald Trump. And then to jump shift for a moment and come back to domestic policy in the U.S., it is just clear now that this lockdown problem, we're finally emerging from it, but the lockdown has really been a problem. Recently, Donald Luskin, the head of Trend Macro, wrote an article in the Wall Street Journal that he concluded the following. Now the evidence proves that the lockdowns were an expensive treatment with serious side effects and no benefit to society. Mm. And thank God we're getting independent review of this, so we know that the Trump approach has been the right one, and now we're restoring economic order, getting jobs back, and returning to some degree of normalcy, despite the uprisings of the left and the protesters and the shooting of deputies, like occurred in Los Angeles a couple of days ago, that is a clear fallout of these problems with the left.
Well, Jay, I was really pleased to see President Trump come to California. He wanted to see the devastation of the fires that had been taking place. And that was quite interesting in that meeting with the governor, Governor Newsom. And Governor Newsom, when the president said that, look at these fires, the real issue, bottom line, has to do with forest mismanagement. And the governor, to his credit, agreed.
Yes, yes. No, that's one of the clear issues here in California, is that in the name of the climate and climate change, some of these crazy environmentalists have stood in the way of responsible forest thinning, logging, the other things that are needed, because half our state is covered with forests and half is owned by the federal government. And so now we're in looking, at least in the future, in the right direction. And then the byproduct, of course, is that we've had a failure of our electricity system again, because of movement toward climate change that has led to the shutdown of nuclear plants, of gas-driven plants, electricity plants. So during this time, we have failed in electricity as well as forest management.
Yeah, in a way, what you're referring to is kind of California's version of a Green New Deal. Not so green and not much of a deal, is it?
You're absolutely right. This is the predecessor to the national Green New Deal, and we know how it works. It is a total failure.
Without a doubt. He is the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, Lou Euler. Lou, how can people be in touch and get activated?
Well, and get involved in endorsing the right people for Congress, and through the LimitTaxes.org, join us, and let's make America great again.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with the America 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Jonathan Kahn joins us, the author of Harbinger 2, The Return. He's back. And Jonathan, first let me say congratulations on the new release.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for doing it, you know, for introducing people to it, Bill. It's gone out, the Harbinger 2, and by God's grace, it's been the top 10 of all books. So I'm very blessed. Just pray God has his way with it.
Well, it's there's so much revelation. Again, it reconfirms that, you know, God is not a passive participant in his creation, is he?
Yeah, no, he is alive and well. alive and well and moving and in our midst. And if we don't realize that we are right now living in such biblical, dramatic times, you know, we will never see it. So we need to know, and we need to be, all of us, we need to see the signs of the times.
Exactly. And because God is moving, it is so critical, as you and I discussed in our earlier conversations, that we sync up with God and his intent and his time. And the time would appear to be now that we need to respond to God's hand. And where are we? Where is America? Where is the world? And to that question, let's talk about the return, the National and Global Day of Prayer and Repentance, which is coming up on September 25th and 26th.
Yeah, well, it kind of bridges what we talked about last time with the Harbinger 2 into this, because where we are, you know, in this template is America's been racing away from God, and we all know it. And the template of the biblical pattern of this is that there is a window of time. time given. There's first a shaking of the nation, a strike on the land. That was our 9/11. Then there's this window of time. And that window of for to come back to the Lord, or to head to judgment. And there's always been a danger. I always, as you know, we talked about, I always had a sense about 2020. And partially, first of all, because it's part of the mystery, there is actually a timing to it. And that there's the danger of this window ending. And the, right now we have an election coming up that's going to decide the future of America in many ways. And at the same time, the signs of what the sign of the window ending is the shakings that come upon the nation. So we are in this all. Now we set the return, you know, before all this happened, you know. And the thing is that actually if you read in the original book, The Harbinger, it says, hey, this is one word, and the one word is return. You know, so it's calling, and it's calling the Second Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from their evil ways, I'll hear from heaven, I'll forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. So all this, that's what the return is. We're at a critical moment. If we don't come back now, if we don't rise to that scripture now, we may pass the point of no return. You know, because exactly. We've already, even if there was no shaking, even if there was no election, where America has been heading, you know, number one, is tells us we're at a critical moment. And the thing is that if we don't do something, if we don't take God at his word, we may just be relegating this to darkness. And so, and, you know, with this election as well, which way is this going to go? But ultimately, it's not an election that's going to save us. It's going to be revival. So this is to come before the Lord. The return is the National and Global Day of Prayer and Repentance on the National Mall in Washington, D.C., when it gathers a sacred assembly, according to Joel 2, you know, to come before the Lord. We're going to even open up with trumpets and the sound, and but to repent for our sins, the church first, and then we'll intercede for America. Then we'll have prayers from all over the nations. We'll, of course, have worship. I'll be giving a prophetic word to America, and we'll be coming before the Lord for him to move, as he will. So it's going to be a sacred time, and it starts at, well, there's going to be a night before September 25th, a special thing that starts, I believe, I don't know, 7 to 9 or something. It's on the site. And then the main day is going to start at 9 a.m. by the Washington Monument, and all day to 5 p.m. And then from 6 to 9, there'll be a celebration, a night worship and praise, you know. So that's what's happening. But if people can't make it there, they can't make it to Washington, it's okay. We're going to be simulcasting and streaming on web, online, on television, all over. So you can take part. The main thing is doesn't matter. Set that day, September 26th, exactly. Saturday, as a day of prayer and repentance for the church, for America, for the world.
Jonathan, I've been telling people even now, this is a time for fasting in preparation for this time.
Yes.
And by the way, real quick, you can go to thereturn.org and get the lineup and really take a look at all the different speakers that are going to be there. Be in prayer for the speakers, in prayer for everybody in attendance there at the mall in Washington, D.C. We've got people coming from all over the country, even people around the world coming there because they believe and sensing that this is a, as you say, Jonathan, a sacred day and a day that's been set aside for us to come together as nations, as citizens of heaven, to call out to God and first repent. And with that repentance, God says that he will hear from heaven and heal our land, and we will be revived if it is his will right now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And yeah, and it is a promise from God. And I have literally seen this, one is I've seen it in my lifetime once, and then I then it happened once, at least once in the history of America, very powerfully, where this happened, according to 2 Chronicles 7:14, and actually at the end of the Harbinger 2, it goes to hope and showing how this can. And the thing is, one was Abraham Lincoln, at the depth of the Civil War, when it looked like America could have ended as we know it, he calls for a day of prayer and repentance, and humbling, you know, before the Lord. And when I looked at it, you know, the very next day is when things began to turn for America. Saved America. Another was 4 years ago when I was a new believer, Bill, and I was on the National Mall, and things were falling apart. You know, I was the Carter presidency, it was inflation, it was gas lines, it was hostages in Iran, and just hopelessness over America. It looked like it was falling. And we prayed, 2 Chronicles 7:14, 2016, a sacred gathering, and literally we saw God turn around, and a month later, Reagan is standing right in that same place with his hand on the Bible, and things turn around, and his hand was on the scripture, and the scripture was, if my people who are called by my name out of the other land. I mean, it's amazing. And one thing you mentioned, you said, like, a day appointed. We didn't know this, Bill, and if you and I had talked a few weeks ago, but if you and I had talked a few weeks ago about the return, I wouldn't be able to tell you this, because we didn't realize this. I only found out afterwards, and that is that day, September 26th, and actually starting even that Friday night, is actually a sacred day on the biblical calendar, and it's called Shabbat Shuvah. And Shabbat means the Sabbath, but that's the time. But Shuvah means the return. And so we had no idea, and the thing is that it's a time of appointed for the return of a nation. And one of the scriptures that is appointed for that day, and it's going to be read all over the world in the synagogues of Israel, you know, of Jewish people, they're going to open the schools, is Joel 2, which says, consecrate a solemn assembly before the Lord. Plead with the Lord on behalf of the nation. Come, repent, and that he will pour out his rains and restore to you the years the locusts have eaten.
Jonathan, I said earlier, and I didn't want to stretch people's theology or understanding here. We know that it is God's will that we repent and we come back to him. And he's clear that if we come back to him, he will come back to us. When I said if it's his will, I'm just saying in terms of human understanding, because as we know, God's will may not be necessarily the way that we would see things, but his will be done. There's no doubt about it, right?
Yes, I think that's really good that you said that. Yeah. Yeah, it's not, you know, there are people who preach, you know, everything's going to be great, and we just pray, and everything's going to be great. Yeah, listen, the Lord's will is that all should come to repentance. That's in the scripture. At the same time, you know, can we say, listen, God's ways are higher than ours. And when people have asked me, and this goes with the Harbinger too, as well, that when they ask me, what do you believe is coming, is going to be, you know, calamity, judgment for America, or are we going to have revival? And I've often been led to say this for years, that, you know what, it can't be both. There can be shakings and there can be revival. There can be hard times and darkness and light at the same time. And so we're going to be praying more than anything for revival. You know, we're not praying that everything, we will pray for God, all of his blessings, but we're praying for more than that. You know, we could have a good economy and we could be going to hell, which we've had. So the point is, we need to be praying for revival, and I believe that is his will no matter what. And whoever will come, we all have a choice, whoever will come. But I believe the Bible speaks about the gospel will go to all nations, and also he'll pour out his spirit, even in the end times with all the evil going on. So I believe it can be that, Bill, and that's correct. But his will is salvation and revival. So one way or the other, it comes easy or it comes hard. That's what we're going to be coming before the Lord for.
And you make such a critical point in this, and I hope the listeners are catching this. When you talk about revival, it is a surrendering to God's intent and God's agenda. Man's intent, America's agenda, that is set aside. Political forces are set aside. We're yielding to a sovereign God when we come to repentance, are we not?
Yes, and that's something, Bill, that you're bringing out things that often most people and even preachers do not bring out. It is surrender, absolutely, and what God has. And the thing is that, if you remember after 9/11, everybody was talking, God bless America, God bless America, God bless America. And people were flocking to churches, and it looked like there could have been a revival. It lasted for 3 weeks. And the reason is there was no repentance. And without repentance, there can be no revival. And so instead of getting better, after 9/11, we got worse. America went raced away from God because there was no repentance. Well, the thing is that, and repentance is surrender to God's will. If you don't, if you're not changing your course before God, your heart, your outcome is not going to change. And that's true for a nation too. So it absolutely is crucial. That's why it's not just called the National Day of Prayer or Global Day of Prayer. It's prayer and repentance. In Hebrew, the word for return, as we said, Shuvah, is also the same word in the Bible for repentance, because repentance is return. So absolutely, and I'm saying this not only for America, but everybody listening. If you want the blessings of God, there has to be repentance and return. Whatever is not in his will, get in his will. And that's where the blessings of God are. That's where we're going to start out, praying, repenting for the church.
Yes, amen. He is the New York Times best-selling author. His newest book, The Harbinger 2. You can go to theharbingerreturns.com for more information on the book. Jonathan Kahn, you're always a blessing. I appreciate it. Thank you. Take care.
My blessing. Thank you, Bill.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple three-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Do you want to